And you know what the devil's planning for some of you? The Holy Spirit has brought you to this retreat. God has planned to use you. You have no idea the plan God has for your life. You have no idea the ministry God has
for you. The man I used to be, or all that's left of who I am.
You have no idea the things that he's planned for your life. But if Satan has his way, some of you, because you don't understand that once Christ changes you, your body is not your own. Your life is not your own. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so he's going to use wrong relationships, old boyfriends, old girlfriends, running with that crowd. They'll be waiting. I'm glad you're getting something on this retreat, but I need to warn you, the spider's web will be waiting, and you're going to have to make some choices, not when you get in the temptation, but here and now, and say, I'm going to get loosed and untied from every spider's web, and if I have to be by myself, I'll be by myself with Jesus, and I'll stand for him. Winterfest, we ought to have an Acts chapter 7 revival where they brought all the stuff up from their former life, their pornography, their witchcraft. They brought their music. They brought everything connected to the old life, and they burned it. Am I too radical for you? I'm telling you that God is going to raise up a generation that says, I will follow Jesus no matter what it costs me.
The Bible said abstain from fornication. Fornication is sex outside of marriage. Why does it say that? Listen to me. There's an interesting footnote. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 6 that if you abstain from fornication, this is the reason why. Every other sin is done outside the body. Everything else you do. But when you have sex with somebody to whom you are not married, the Bible said you sin against yourself. What does that mean, Pastor? The Bible says clearly that when people have sex, they become one. Even if it's an act of sin, I don't understand it fully, but there's more than a physical act that takes place. A part of you is connected to that person for the rest of your life.
I've wasted so much time. Don't leave me alone, 'cause I barely see it all.
And when you have that, that's why most marriages can't stay together, because people sleep around so much before they ever get married, and they're not a whole person because they slept with him and her, and it's all over the place. And they're fragmented, they're empty, and no one person can fill you because you've given parts of you away. And many of you are here today. And we can't change the past, but we can sever those spider webs of soul ties that the enemy uses to pull you back because of something you did.
Can you hear me?
I'm praying that something so radical and something so incredible will happen to you that you can stand up and look back at yesterday's mistakes and say, past, set up. I'm giving birth to my Manasseh. This is a new day. And God.
Into the cracks
for His glory. Somebody needs to lift up your hands and free yourself from every spider's web and say, I won't be entangled again. I loose you from soul ties. I loose you from bad relationships. I loose you from music that has been used to ensnare you. I loose you from drugs and alcohol. I loose you in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus.